We're currently going through a new reality, a paradigm shift, if you will. We're all stuck at home. This is something new. We used to be able to go and come as we pleased, but now we're on lockdown for our own safety and our community safety until we're going to get through this COVID-19. I have seen plenty of creators online on social media asking, should I still create my content? Something doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like I should be in my old routine. Something has changed. And that's totally understandable with all the stress and drama that's going on around us and new routines, new reality to get used to. You may be not feeling inspired, or maybe you're feeling almost guilty that you want to create this content. So on today's episode of Tube Talk, let's talk mindset during COVID-19. What does that mean for us? What does it mean for our content? And what does it mean for our channel? Alrighty, let's do this.
Welcome to Tube Talk, the show dedicated to helping you become a better video creator so you can get more views, subscribers, and build your audience. Brought to you by vidIQ. Download for free at vidIQ.com.
And welcome to another episode of Tube Talk. My name is Liron Segev. I'm a tech blogger, a YouTuber, and the director of customer success here at vidIQ, where every day we help creators big and small level up their channels, get more subscribers, more views in less time. So let's be honest, today we're facing a very unique situation, a very unique circumstances. A lot of us are locked down, we're stuck at home, and yet we still want to create content. Our channels still need to grow, but we're finding ourselves in this very weird space right now. And this is when we get burnt out. This is the time where we want to create content, but our brain doesn't allow us to be creative. So today we brought back our friend Josh Zimmerman from creatorcoach.com. He was on Tube Talk in a previous episode. If you've missed that, you absolutely need to go listen to this. It's going to unlock so many things that you think are just simply bottled up inside of you. Josh has an amazing way of making it all feel okay, and he's going to help us today deal with what we're going through at the moment. Josh, welcome back to Tube Talk.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here again and answering all the questions that you have. You said something that's really funny, which is, that we are all locked up. One of the advantages that I think a lot of creators don't realize that they have or have a leg up on is that we're all used to working from home anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, as creatives and creators, we are a little bit, do have a little bit of an advantage of used to being working from home. So that's one good piece of news right off the top of the bat.
Well, I've got to start with the good news, right?
Right.
So Josh, for people who haven't heard the previous episode, give us a quick Who is Josh overview. And before we dive into some awesome tips from you.
Sure. So the Cliff Notes version on me is that I've been in the entertainment industry since 2007, but doing internships and stuff since 2004 in traditional entertainment. In 2014, I was at the official daily show of YouTube called YouTube Nation, where I got to fall in love with the amazing world of YouTube and the creatives and creators and the content that was put out there. From there, I helped start a few different companies, to which in 2017, I started Jay-Z Management, where it was a boutique management firm for creators. And I absolutely loved it. In mid 2017, I had a lot of my friends who were creators coming to me, asking me about burnout and any advice that I had. And so I wrote an article on LinkedIn, which you can check out. And it was from a manager to other managers saying, "Hey, listen, we've got a real issue here. How do we figure this out together?" And not that many people read the article. Hopefully when people are listening to this, they'll go and read it. But because of that, right after I published it, there was that the tsunami of articles in major publications about creators burning out, if you remember.
Absolutely.
And I read them, and I remember saying to myself, well, okay, everyone's talking about this problem and talking about profiling different people who are burning out, but nobody's actually doing anything about it. So I decided that I was going to. And so I am now the first ever life coach dedicated to creators and creatives. You know, just so everybody knows, it is, a lot of people say they are a life coach. You actually have to be certified to be a life coach.
Right.
And so it's important to know the difference, not only between, and I get this a lot as well, of what is life, oh, you're a life coach, you're like a therapist. And I'm big difference. So right at the top of this podcast, just to be very clear, if we look at sort of defining coaching, we can put into look at sort of three different buckets here. We have therapy, right? And therapy is you go to somebody and you are diagnosed by the DSM-5, which gives all the diagnoses. And you're usually working on issues from your past that are affecting you right now.
Right.
That's therapy in sort of a Cliff Notes version. There's a lot more to it. I suggest everybody's in therapy because it's a wonderful tool to use. And then if we go to consulting is I am the expert and you are paying me to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we have coaching. And coaching is you are the expert and you have all the answers. My job as the coach is to help you move from point A to point B and figuring out what's getting in the way. And we are only looking forward. We don't really look in the past. We may look in the past a little bit, but we are moving forward. And my job is, among other things, is to ask thought-provoking, powerful questions. And so if we look at the three different buckets here, therapy, you're sort of looking in the past. Consulting is you're being told what to do. Coaching is you're the expert. You know what you're doing. My job is to just help you move through it, not around it, not over it, not under it, but through it, through the coaching that I am trained in. So there's just sort of a Cliff Notes version of who I am and what I do on a daily basis with creatives.
We have seen, and I'm sure so have you, lots of people suffering through a bit of a mental block at the moment. People are very stressed. We've got this COVID virus that's locking us at home. Our families are with us 24 hours a day. We don't get that break between home and workspace anymore. And all of that is impacting our work. Are you finding that to be the case on your side as well?
Not only on my side, but my personally.
Right.
This is a unique time, an unprecedented time. And what is happening is everybody is scared, rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing is normal anymore. Our routines have been interrupted. Everything's been flipped on its head. So our space has been invaded. We don't have social contact. We're social creatures. All of this is ripe for a lot of not great ways to help you be moving forward with creativity, but also just being healthy and taking care of yourself. And a lot of people are feeling really alone right now, or feeling like they're running out of things to come up with content. And that's sort of where my first tip for everybody to use is, which is the morning routine and ritual.
Okay, let's dissect that a little bit.
Sure. So if we look, if we take a step back and look at what our normal day was like before COVID-19, right? We could go out, mm-hmm. we could do all these different things, and now we are restricted. And there is a, because of that, all of our routines have ground to a halt.
Yes.
And because of that, then we focus on certain things, whether it's overworking, right, which will bring you to, you know, to burnout, mm-hmm. or starting to not feel motivated, which means we sleep in, we don't do, you know, we sort of relax a little more than we should. You know, we're seeing this not only with creators, but across the board. There was a great article, I believe the New York Times, about a pajama company who has sold out of all of their bottoms of their pajamas. They have tons of tops, but they have no bottoms. And the reason why is everybody is on Zoom or different platforms, mm-hmm. and from the waist up, you have your dress shirt on or whatever you have, but you're in pajamas.
Yep.
And that is that may seem comfy, that is detrimental to setting a morning ritual. And so what I go back to is, because there is nothing certain right now, right? We're watching watch time go up, we're watching CPMs drop, we're watching brand deals get canceled, we're stuck at home, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing is steady. And so what the most important thing to do is think about what you can do in order to create some stability within your life and within your control. And that's where the morning routine comes in.
So right. It's more about, I can control this, and therefore I know that I'm able to take care of my morning, and I'm ready to start the day with that mindset.
Right. And on top of that, when you're going to bed, you know what time you're waking up. You know if you're going to exercise, and they are letting you outside with a mask on, if you're healthy and you're social distancing, that you know that you're going to get up at a certain time, you're going to go on a walk, you're going to have your coffee, you're going to have your breakfast, mm-hmm. you're going to do all of these different things just like you would on a normal day. I'm using big air quotes,
right.
Like before coronavirus. And then when you go into work mode, you are you have checked off your routine and rituals, and you're working with a friend or a coach or a spouse to help hold you accountable.
Ooh, like
that. Because it's very easy to slip into just one day.
Right.
Yeah, that's okay. Which listen, it's okay to do on a little bit. But there are things that we know that are going to help your brain and help you feel better. And if we start those rituals and routines in the morning, we're setting ourselves up for success throughout the day. You want to also avoid triggers that will to set those in motion. But just because we're all working from home, even if we're used to it, it doesn't mean that this time is easier, but a lot easier for us because of everything else that is happening and interrupting us, like having other people around or not having anybody around or not feeling motivated. So that morning routine and that ritual, and I cannot express it enough. When it comes to the morning, please exercise. I don't care if it's for 10 minutes. I don't care if it's an hour. That is one of the most important things that you can do to change the chemistry and the your thought process to set you up for a great day. It is, you know, a great therapist said to me once, move a muscle, change a thought.
Oh, like that.
So please, in your morning routine, whether it's yoga, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, please move your body in the morning.
I'm ready to tackle this day.
Right. It's we're warming up those gears, right? That's, yes. It's the brain. We're being stimulated by positive things or things that could get us creative, like there's nobody here.
Right.
How, you know, and you're able to look at the environment in a completely different lens and point of view, where that may give you some ideas, but it also warms you up to start your day. There's nothing bad that can happen from you exercising other than getting fit.
The side effect. Okay. I like that.
Right.
So I'm controlling my environment. I'm controlling my movement. I'm making conscious decisions. I will set aside a time block for my exercise, for my morning routine, because I can control when it starts and I can control when it ends. I'm putting on my work clothes because I'm ready for work. So great way to start the day. Tip number one, get that going. What's our next tip?
So I have a big asterisk to put on that. You have to, for the most part, that anybody's listening, be an accountability to somebody, accountability buddy. Do this with somebody else, because we are social creatures, and being able to hold ourselves accountable is really hard.
I suppose, especially now, because there's physically nobody to answer to if you're there by yourself, and there's nobody to answer to when you get to work, when somebody says, hey, how was your morning run or your morning gym session? There's nobody to do that anymore. So that's a great little asterisk, and I'm glad you brought that back up again.
Yes, thank you. So the next thing that is so important is that I want everyone listening to remember that this is a marathon and not a sprint.
Okay.
Okay. What is happening right now is a marathon. It is not a sprint. We have no control when this is going to be over. We have no idea how bad this is going to get. But what we do know is that more and more people are turning to social media.
Mm-hmm.
More, the watch time is going through the roof.
Yep.
And people are putting out content more than ever. And people who didn't put out content before are now putting out content, like big celebrities.
Yep.
Right. And you're like, wait a second, where'd that go? Or your engagement might go down because you're competing with a even more congested than normal environment. And so it is also important to realize that as a creator, you're already on the hamster wheel of putting content out there.
Right.
Do not turn the speed dial up. If you're at a 5, you don't need to go to a 10 because you see other people doing it, because that's a really quick way to get tired and not be able to put anything out.
Logic will say if there's so much more competition, I have to outrun my competition, and I have to produce more in order to get ahead. And if I have to produce more, why am I not able to produce more? And.
Right. And that's coming from a place of fear.
Yes, completely. Completely.
Right. So we have to also identify what I work with my clients on a lot is fear. Where is the fear coming from?
Right.
And what do we do with it? And how do we move through it? And how do we not let fear control the outcome? Now, it's okay to be scared, and it's okay to not know something and be scared, because this is scary. But a surefire way to not win the race is to sprint it.
Yep.
So everybody needs to take a beat and calm down and not feel like they're going to be left behind when they see all of these people rushing onto the platform and putting out all this content. Well, is that going to work for some people? Sure. But a lot of people are going to get really tired really quickly. Mm. And then they're going to get tired and stop. So let's remember that the people that are listening to this podcast and that are creators and creatives, and even if you're not a creative or a creative, this is important, is that we have to maintain a pace that we can continue at for a long period of time.
Because I think the fear that you mentioned is very real. Do you find with your clients that there's some common fears that people have, regardless of size, regardless of channels, regardless of niche or industry?
Yes. No matter what, everyone feels that they are the only one that has, no matter the size, everybody that I work with, for the most part, feels they're the only ones with X, Y, or Z problem. Okay. That they're the only ones. Mm. That they are lonely, or that they're the only ones that can understand this or relate to it. And it is surprising when I tell them, actually, you're not alone. So the biggest thing is loneliness.
Again, creating content can be a lonely world. I mean, you're rowing your own boat. It's in the middle of this ocean. It's just you and your camera and your editing skills, and you're measured on how many views you're going to get and how many likes and dislikes and what are the comments like. And then you rinse and repeat the same thing again and again and again. So it's very easy to be caught off guard, to think, well, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this to myself? Sure. And then the imposter syndrome kicks in at some point as well. And it's fear, 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 and fear. And what happens if I stop uploading? Will I lose my channel? Will I lose my audience? And question, 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 and questions. Okay. So these are great tips. So we have a control. We're trying to get some routine. We need to be accountable. I love that idea. Get dressed, get ready to go. But remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint. The turtle and the hare kind of story comes to mind.
Exactly.
Your own pace, do your own thing. But I'm sure you've got another one to share with us.
I actually have a really great quote from George Lemire, which is, you've got to get up every morning with determination if you're going to go to bed with satisfaction.
Okay, I got chills. Love that.
And the other really great quote is from Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers. Mm-hmm. And this is especially important right now, especially since we just were talking about loneliness and feeling isolated. Solitude is different from loneliness. And it doesn't have to be a lonely kind of thing. I'll say it one more time.
Yes.
Solitude is different from loneliness. And it doesn't have to be a lonely kind of thing. So as we are in solitude right now, it doesn't mean we have to be lonely. And you know that I'm getting inundated with new clients and different people wanting my services just because of that very reason, because of this huge unknown. And so it is so important to be able to work through these fears, work through your this doubt, and to keep going if you want.
And you say if you want.
If you want.
Are you finding people have got it to a point where these other priorities and they perhaps do not want to carry on?
Yes and no. Okay. Everybody's a lot of people are really scared, like, oh, if I stop creating or if I stop doing something, I'm going to lose that creativity. Here's news for you. You're never going to lose your creativity. It's always going to be there. You may have to take a break.
Right.
And what better time than right now than to have some self-care. But it doesn't mean that you have to walk away from it forever. You can always come back.
Okay, so it's almost permission to, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So I think we were onto tip, you were about tip number two, and then you were about to share with us tip number three.
Yes. So here is, I think, one of the most critical tips that I can give right now, and we're seeing it start to spread across different platforms. But everybody who is listening to this, and again, thank you to you, Liron, and everybody at the company for having me on, is that every single creator, no matter what platform you're on, you have a responsibility right now, because of the situation we are in, to put out content that is spreading the word to stay safe. It is more important than ever to have the fans, your friends who are creators, et cetera, that look up to you to actually to do something with your creativity, to have them listen to you. Because I'm not making light of this, and I'm being really serious. You could and will save lives if you do this. A lot of creators are young, on the younger side.
Mm-hmm.
And we may be asymptomatic. So next time you think, oh, I'm feeling fine, and you go out, well, you don't know how many people you interact with, or you could, just by touching a door or a handle or pressing the elevator button, and that could spread and that could transfer to somebody and kill somebody.
Yep.
So you as a creator, more than everyone else, because you have a platform, because you have people who are going to listen to you, you have a responsibility now to be putting content out there, whether it's from the World Health Organization, the CDC, anywhere that is a reputable source, and make sure it's reputable,
right,
that you are telling your fans, you are telling your friends and family, and you are setting a good example to stay safe. Because in the end, you are actually saving lives. I don't care how big you are or how small you are. If you're putting content out, no matter what, no matter how big or how small, you have a responsibility to yourself, to your family, and to the people that are following you and looking up to you, to help save their life or their family's life or their grandparents' lives or people four or five different connections out.
But right now, let's do our bits to help each other, which is what we're doing on this episode, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, I would love for anybody to DM me or email me, Josh at Creator Coach, and here's a challenge, if you think that you have content that is not able to be woven into what's going on right now, I welcome that challenge. And I will help you find a way to do it, because there is no kind of content, no matter how crazy it is,
mm-hmm,
that you can't find a way to weave this message into it.
Well, it's a responsibility we need to take seriously. That's what we're creators in the first place.
Correct.
Okay, Josh, powerful as always. And as I said, if anybody has missed our previous episode, please make sure you go and listen to that, because just whilst you're getting your bearings right and maybe you're starting to feel overwhelmed, both this episode and the previous episode together is a powerful toolkit that you will have in your arsenal. Josh, as always, thank you very much for spending time with us and enlightening us, well, just helping us get through the day. And I think that's the most important thing. Let's get through this unusual time as we fight this. We stay healthy, stay safe, broadcast that message to the world, and get back onto whatever normal is, I suppose, is our normal time.
it will be a new normal, right?
And exactly.
The thing is that I, you know, the reason why when I did this podcast is because I know a lot of people listen to it, and you guys are a great platform, and even more so, I want people to hear the message that I'm spreading, which is I'm here for you. I don't care how big you are. I don't care how small you are. I'm busy. I have a lot of people contacting me, but I will make time for you if you need the help.
Well, and just that you know, Josh is absolutely serious. We spoke before we went on air about people that have been contacting us, and Josh said, just send them my way. Just as simple as that. So, Josh, if people do want to look at your website, they want to find you on social media, what's the best place to connect with you?
So the easiest way is you can just email me, josh@creatorcoach.com. You can put the name of this podcast in there. You can put in anything you want. Everything you send me is confidential. You can check out my website for testimonials and gain a little bit more information on me, which is creatorcoach.com. You can look on Instagram, which is creatorcoach. Same with Facebook, and on Twitter, it is the Creator Coach.
You see, and if you follow Josh on Instagram, you'll hear his daily messages, really inspiring stuff. Josh, thank you again. I can't thank you enough. This is always fun, always fascinating, and always insightful with real action plans and action tips, not theory, real stuff we can do today. And that's what I always appreciate about our chats. So thank you again.
Thank you. Stay safe and stay healthy.
And you as well. And for the rest of you guys, please follow the advice. It's very, very important for us to keep safe. Please share this episode with at least one other creator that you know is maybe struggling a bit, maybe is a bit lost at the moment, and this was really going to help him or her get back onto track. Let's use our platforms in whatever content we're making to tell people what we can do, keep us all together, keep us all safe, keep us all sane, and we're going to get through this together. And that's the magic word here. So thank you for hanging out. Hit that subscribe button in your favorite podcast applications. Give us a review. Drop me an email. Let me know if you need me to interview anybody else or you want to get a hold of Josh. Everything will be in the show notes. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Tube Talk. Thanks for hanging out.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tube Talk, brought to you by VidIQ. Head over to vidIQ.com/tubetalk for today's show notes and previous episodes. Enjoy the rest of your video making day.